You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Adam Lallana to score and Liverpool to win was 21-10, now 5-2. And Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win was 22-1. Now 33-1. Liverpool haven't lost a Premier League home game against a promoted side since 2010-2011, when Blackpool beat them. They did bounce back against Arsenal last weekend, Derek, winning that game 3-1, but difficult team to understand, Liverpool, because they've had such a good record against those sides in the top six and disappointed against sides further down the table. How do you explain that, Derek?
I can't. Not even the manager can. I mean, since the turn of the year, they haven't been able to put two good performances together. In many of the games, he couldn't put two good passes together. I don't know how to read them. I mean, before that game against Arsenal, the manager, Jurgen Klopp, had come in for so much stick. He told, it was a press conference, "I'm not a clown." And it was an impressive show of defiance. But it was ruined when he drove away from Melbourne and the entire first team squad were in his car. It just didn't, you know. I just don't know. I can't. Liverpool are not a team that you want to back at odds on at the moment. Certainly not this long odds on. And I've got a funny feeling. You know, Burnley, we all know the rubbish away from home, Burnley. 2 points it all season away from home. I mean, they're going to change the nickname to the Hedgehogs. They're so slaughtered on the road so regularly. But look at the teams that have won at Anfield in recent weeks. I mean, you know, Wolves went there and won. Southampton went there and won. Swansea went there and won. You know, Burnley are no mugs. You know, you mentioned that inflated price there, and there's a player in the Burnley ranks that I think we'll hear an awful lot more of. You know, he's not an unsung hero right now. He's well rated, but I think he's got the potential to go right to the top. And this is a game that's going to suit him down to the ground. Andre Gray. Liverpool are going to have all the possession. There's going to be bags of space in the Liverpool, you know, in the Liverpool half, and he's the kind of guy that will capitalise. So I'm going to go for him to score and Burnley to win. I think you said 28-1. That's my kind of bet, that one.
It's actually 33. It's Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win 33-1. That's the one of the enhanced odds offers here with William Hill. That's Derek's big price pick for Liverpool versus Burnley. You've talked about Andre Gray in the past on podcasts, Tom, because you saw a lot of him in the Championship, and you mentioned he wasn't clinical enough.
Well, it's just, I think it's just in, when players sort of make that step up, it's, you know, in the Championship, you just get more chances. I mean, I'd probably always liken it in League One. A striker, you know, in a decent team would get 5 or 6 chances a game. In the Championship, you probably get 3 or 4. And in the Premier League, you might get 2 if you are very, very lucky. And you know, Andre Gray is the kind. What Andre Gray does, and I've already seen him being linked this week with Tottenham and a few other clubs, he fits the bill for what a lot of, you know, clubs are after at the moment. You know, he is quick, he is strong, he can play in that role up top on his own, you know, with support from wide areas. And I think the more he's believing in his ability, because again, it's a similar story to Jamie Vardy, really, how he's kind of, you know, come up through the division. So, you know, he's going to be a threat, and, you know, he'll enjoy this one. I mean, I wonder whether Burnley will gain any inspiration from the match at Turf Moor, where they managed to beat them this season, or when they look at Liverpool's results since then against other teams and probably think, well, actually, you know, I'm glad we did beat them, because we should have beaten them, because everyone else seems to, that are around us. So, you know, I've got absolutely no idea what to make of Liverpool in this game. It would not surprise me in any way if Liverpool run out sort of 4-0 winners and put on, a you know, the kind of displays they were putting on early on in the season. Likewise, it wouldn't surprise me if Burnley managed to hold them to a frustrating draw. You can almost see that headline being written at the end of the afternoon. So I'm unsure, really. The only thing I would say about Burnley is I think they have been shaken slightly by that cup defeat. And, you know, I said it at the time, you know, I think things like that have a real damaging effect on a club. You know, where they are in the league, I know this is a trip to Anfield, so the players will be up for it, but I just wonder about them. They're kind of going to meander, I think, towards the end of the season. And the other thing they've got to have is great pace, and Andre Gray is the one player, I think, in that Burnley side who has the kind of pace that could cause Liverpool problems. So, look, I think they're probably good for getting on the score sheet. Can't back Liverpool to keep a clean sheet at the moment, so I'm going to play Liverpool and both teams to score at 15-8.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.